Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy and I am your host.
Hey guys, I hope you guys had a awesome Happy New Year. We have made it to 2018, and if you're listening to this podcast, maybe it's your day one, which how awesome is the first day of the year to be your day one? Or maybe you're continuing your sobriety, which you made it through another New Year's Eve sober. So last night I went out and we were kind of keeping it low key, so we just went out to dinner. And we went to dinner about like 8 p.m. And what I was noticing is how many people were drinking. Maybe they were drinking because it's New Year's Eve. Maybe that's just how much people drink and I just don't pay attention as much as I used to. But last night, like, we were sitting at the table and my husband kept on remarking on how, like, he was constantly smelling vodka and vodka was just like going up his nose like nonstop. And we weren't like super close to the bar. We were sitting at a table nearby, but not like super close. But the reason, in my opinion, why we kept on smelling the strong smell of vodka was every single table around us in the restaurant was full. Everybody was drinking. They had their fancy drinks going, like the restaurant was having cocktail specials and it was like surrounding like champagne and mixing champagne with vodka. And all I was thinking was like, why would you do that? Like, think of your hangover. Like, why do you want to start your new year off with a hangover? That does not sound enjoyable. I want to start my new year, my 2018 off, how I'm going to continue the rest of the year. For that means I want a clear head. I don't want a hangover. I want to be at peace with myself. I don't want to be wondering what I did the night before, or even worse, knowing what I did the night before. I don't want to be feeling guilt or shame or remorse. And thankfully, I'm able to say that I have no guilt, shame, remorse. I don't have a hangover. Maybe I ate a little bit too much sugar, but I'm not regretting it because I know that going forward, I'm going to be making a change. So maybe you drink last night and now you're going forward and you're going to be sober. That's awesome because the past is the past. We can't change anything that happened last night. But what we can do is change what we're going to do today. And today is the first official day of the new year. So what have I done today? I've relaxed. I don't have kids right now. They're staying with their grandparents. So that means I get to have me time. Don't know what the fuck me time is. It's been a rough like 5 days with them being at grandparents' house and trying to figure out what the fuck adults do with themselves when they don't have kids and they're a stay-at-home mom, which doesn't really go together. So I've been like trying to do stuff. I spent a lot of time watching a Lord of the Rings trilogy and the Hobbit trilogy with my husband, which how amazing is it to just binge watch a show? And it's taught me something, and it's taught me how to appreciate just having quiet time, having time to just be in the moment, appreciate movies that have been made and not have to worry about pausing the movie every 10 minutes to go have a drink, or having to pause the movie to go to the bathroom 20,000 times because I've been drinking, or because I'm sneaking alcohol in the bathroom while my husband's sitting on the couch so that he doesn't know I'm drinking, but in reality he does know I'm drinking because pretty fucking obvious. So it's like all these clarity moments have led me to realize that how awesome is it that today is the first day of 2018 and I'm sober. Like, that is the greatest gift that I can give myself for this start of the new year. Now, I know other people will be like, well, what is your New Year's resolution? And as a person in recovery, I know that I can't focus on what's going to happen throughout the year. I can't even focus really on what's going to happen tomorrow, because if I get too caught up in the future, I start future tripping. And that shit fucking sucks. Because then I'm like constantly thinking about, oh, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? What's going to happen? And I forget about today. And I still need to focus on today because you know what? Today is here. Today is now. What am I going to do today? Sure, I can have a New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is to kind of like not have a resolution. In reality, my whole purpose of the 2018 is to eat healthier, be healthier, have more self-care. Self-care in my head literally means to watch what I'm eating, not eat so much sugar. I used to not eat so much sugar. Halfway through my 1 year of sobriety, I started like eating more sugar, and that's okay. Life happens, we adapt to it. But now that I'm wanting to do more self-care and I'm wanting to not eat so much sugar, that means I'm going to be more mindful. Mindful is very key in my sobriety because I have to be mindful of my thoughts. I have to be mindful of my actions. I have to be mindful of what I'm putting in my mouth, because lately I've been feeling those thoughts, and it's not the thoughts that I want to drink. It's my other addiction. And my addiction, which yes, it's called an ism in my head, But it's just going back to the fact that I'm not happy about something about myself. And so I want to change that feeling. And how can I change that feeling super fast? And for me, that means I can go make myself throw up. I can starve myself because I don't want to drink. So I'm like thinking of all these other ways to like have some type of control. But in reality, those things aren't healthy. And I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy, happy, honest, truthful. And if I go and I become bulimic again, that's not being healthy, honest, or truthful. That's not taking care of myself. That's just going into another ism. That's going back into the ism I had before my alcoholism. And that's not where I'm going to go. So here's me being accountable to a podcast full of listeners so that you guys know you're not alone. Maybe you're not bulimic. Maybe you've never been bulimic. Maybe you have an exercise addiction where you can't stop exercising. Like that's all you think about. Or maybe all you think about is eating. And I love to eat. I love to eat sugar, especially. And I can sit there and binge eat like there's no tomorrow. But that leads me back to the wanting to purge. So I have to be mindful of what I'm doing and how those things that I'm doing are affecting my thoughts. And I have to be mindful of the fact that I can't control everything. Half the time I can't control my own fucking actions. How can I control anything else going on in the world? But what I can do is stop letting those worldly things affect me so much. So part of my self-care this year is going to be caring for my reactions. So how am I letting that stressor affect me? Am I letting it make me want to go out and eat more sugar? Or am I going to do something healthier like journal? Journaling can be so helpful when you're battling addiction of any form at any point in your sobriety. It's never too late to start journaling what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and how you can get through it. I don't know about you guys, but anytime I talk something out, I write a post, I share with somebody, I text message somebody, it gets me out of my head. And when I'm out of my head, I'm able to reevaluate what the fuck I'm thinking. Like half the time I'll write a post on one of my Facebook groups and I'm like, why the fuck am I thinking that way? Why am I posting this? It makes no logical sense, but I typed it out. I got it out of my head. And the moment I did, it's like instant clarity. Now I'm not alone. Now my thoughts aren't controlling me. I've given them a voice. I've given them an outlet. And that outlet didn't consist of food or purging or alcohol or drugs or any other mind-altering, numbing effect. Instead, I'm doing something healthy. I'm getting it out there. So if there's one tip I can give anybody that's new in sobriety, that is don't be afraid to share, especially with another alcoholic or addict. You're not alone. I'm crazy. Most of the alcoholics I know are crazy. But by having friends in recovery, we can manage our crazies. We can manage our cray-cray and we can become a healthier, happier, saner person. But the moment we stop sharing, the moment we're alone in our head and those thoughts are just like going all around the fucking circle all the time, they never fucking stop. And then you like get deeper in that shell of, or the deeper into the hamster wheel, and you're just spinning faster and faster and faster, and you don't feel any type of like sight. Where's the horizon? How are you going to get out of this? All you have to do is type a message. It doesn't have to be to an entire group. It doesn't have to be to a phone call even, because I know for me, calling somebody is like sometimes one of the hardest things in the world to do. Now it's a lot easier, but it hasn't always been that way. So having a person you can message, which although most people won't agree with messaging, and now I understand that, it can still save your life. Calling somebody, that allows them to hear your voice and actually hear what's going on. Because if you're like me, I will say the word fine. I am fine. I am fine. I am fine. But my sponsor can hear my bullshit through the phone when I use the word fine. And then she knows to ask more questions. And her asking those questions helps me open up. And when I open up, then I'm not alone in my head. I get off that hamster wheel and I'm able to stay in recovery. And I'm able to share. And things aren't so crazy anymore. And then I get to be happy and healthy and more sane. And then I get to come on here and I make a podcast. And I share with all of you guys all my crazy insanity that I'm going through in hopes that it'll help you. Because you're never alone. You are worthy. Everybody deserves sobriety that wants sobriety. Hope you guys have a fantastic start of the new year. Remember, life happens. Shit happens. We're all a little bit crazy, but it's how we handle the crazy that matters. Have a good one. Bye.